to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, and today we are outside with the rooster as we continue our practice today in the letter to Titus. We're in chapter 3 with verses 3, correcting verses 8 through 11. This saying is trustworthy. I want you to insist on these points, that those who have believed in God be careful to devote themselves to good works. These are excellent and beneficial to others. Avoid foolish arguments, genealogies, rivalries, and quarrels about the law, for they are useless and futile. After a first and second warning, break off contact with a heretic, realizing that such a person is perverted and sinful and stands self-condemned. Boy, there's been a lot of those over the years, hasn't there? But Paul describes today what good works will do when you play with others who are dedicated to the same, not looking for anyone to blame, but realizing the beauty of truth, not sinful ways devoted to abuse, where death will come at their own peril's use. Look for works good to do. Find a reason to tell another about Jesus, even if it's just Jesus loves you, sharing peace as truth. This, my friends, is what God asks of us to do by making a commitment to Him in everything you do. Once you admit this surrender, your life will show purpose in Him, noting all past problems will always be there, but now Christ will show purpose in Him, defending you in every instance. If you place Him first over any fear, then God will direct you and cause you to steer towards others who need Christ to sear redemption on their souls. That will last as grace called mercy, we all want to know. To forgive as to be forgiven. Nothing short of miracles you will see as message so clear, good works never fear. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren. Pray for Julian, who's visiting us this past week. He'll be going home this Saturday. But man, what a visit it has been with him. We sure do miss our other grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot. And we pray for those who we said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Titus 3. It's verses 8 through 11. As you can tell, we might get a rooster crow or two in the background, but we'll conclude with a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Works Good, Themselves Devoted. Trustworthy is saying this. Points these you must insist. God believed by those you list. Works good, themselves devoted to assist. These are beneficial and excellent to others. Arguments foolish avoid. Rivalries, genealogies, druthers. Law quarrels avoid futile and uselessness that smothers. Give warnings to the second, then heretic contact avoid as your lover. perverted person realized to ignore, self-condemned their standing you implore, sinful perversion you must avoid, for sure, heretic spewing sin, death their reward, amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 15th, 2022. Recording this morning early at 5:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I could hear a raccoon or something scurrying around out near the chicken coop. That gets them riled. I could hear the ducks moving and I could hear the chickens crowing. So I got to set up some traps and hopefully we can get rid of these nuisances to our egg production as we continue to lift up nature in our new home in Babson Park. It's such a joy to be here and having neighbors that are God-fearing and having just no excess, no honking of horns, no ambulances or police cars driving by. I mean, it's just really a quiet, filled area and just God-fearing people. So we just pray for them today. As we pray for John and Marie, as we do each day, some good friends of ours in Christ. And he once said, here at Universal Utterings, we close at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for Universal Utterings. Close today in the name of Jesus at 7-Eleven. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.